You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, guys. It's a snake draft, and it is time. It's a snake draft. It's time to draft hosts. Because it is Conan O'Brien's birthday. Did I say birthday right? Is that the right terminology for someone's when they were born?
As long as they were born today.
Okay, Conan O'Brien's birthday.
The R is silent.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Nowadays, you kids say B-Day.
So far, so good. I'll let you know when you get it wrong.
Thanks, birthday cop. it's his birthday, so we're going to draft hosts. So, like, late night, talk show hosts, game show hosts, reality show hosts, any host, if you can argue that they're a host, I will take it, okay? So the order is Travis, Emily, Alan, Jorge. We're each picking 3, 12 total, because that's all that can fit in the graphic, right, Parker? Thank you.
See.
All right. So first up is going to be Travis. Who is your first host?
So this person, I think, is ubiquitous in all of our lives and has been for a very long time. My kids know her. My parents know her. My grandparents know her.
Dang it.
And I don't know if there's... There can't be 1% of the population that doesn't know who this person is. Oprah Winfrey.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to get her.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing you can say.
Is that not the obvious number one pick?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just thought you would be wrong.
Well, you know why I didn't think you would take that? Because I didn't think it would be your number one
pick. Right. She's a talk show host. She's
everything.
The richest person you're ever going to run. It's like everybody knows her. The vast majority of people like her. Mm-hmm. Like she's Oprah. She's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. She's ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And she's one of those people that
to ruin it for Emily.
She's one of those people that's famous for just their first name. So if you just say their first name, you know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And she's not only her show's been off the air for over 15 years.
It's been a really long time. And she's still front and center.
Oprah.
She's got a network.
Magazine. She also gets invited
produces movies,
acted in movies, Color Purple, everything. Okay, so
has a pretty nice spread in Montecito, California, too, which is not inexpensive.
Yes. Yeah, I think she's doing fine.
It's like a quarter acre of a lot.
So I'm
it's a quarter of Montecito.
Isn't that where they all are?
Yeah.
It's worth, look. Your neighbors are probably doing okay if you live in Montecito.
Costner's there, right?
They're all there.
Montecito's before Santa Barbara, right?
Just before.
Okay. Yeah, I've definitely driven around. I'm like, before.
They'd stop you at the gate.
Before we go there, can we just drive around a little
She's
bit?
She's neighbors with Prince Harry.
Right. Exactly.
So my next one, I'm going to pick somebody that I watched every morning in high school. I would put this on my phone, I would get ready for school, and I would listen to this person and their show from the night before. And I would just I'd laugh, they kind of formed a little bit of my relationship to politics, a little bit of my relationship to comedy, a little bit of my relationship to interviewing in general, and I loved his character. So I'm going to go with Stephen Colbert.
Sure.
Mm. I love Stephen Colbert. I've told the story about how my friends sent him a picture of our house. And I loved the Colbert Report growing up, and so I'm going to pick Stephen Colbert. And I still watch the show now, not as often, but Stephen Colbert is my first pick. Al, what's yours?
So I wasn't going to, and I guess maybe because they're still available, this is where I'm going. These were my two favorite late night hosts, Conan O'Brien, number one, and David Letterman, number two. So those were my two favorite ones growing up. Letterman.
You only get one choice here, though.
No, oh, that's right.
You're not the turn.
Gracias. Conan.
Jorge, do what you got to do.
You do what you do, but Conan, I got my number one. I'm good with whatever.
He's the reason for this draft happening. He's your rabbit hole later.
I love Conan.
Conan's the best, and he's also one of those people known by one name.
Sure.
If you say Conan, either you're talking about the barbarian or you're talking about the redhead.
I'm going to go ahead and cross Letterman off.
Okay, Jorge,
God, I want to know more people whose answer would be the barbarian. That is awesome. Hey, Conan, what do you think of him? Love it. Great movie. I love the sword. Arnold did a great job in that. Like, I want to know those people. That's incredible.
And also, Conan's known for his hair more than anything, too. Just the iconic swoosh.
So
again, O'Brien. Jorge?
Yeah, so Slee can have something to tell Lady Slee later today. How was your day? Jorge took Letterman.
I'll take Letterman.
All right,
good choice.
Letterman, I'll take Letterman. And
were you a fan? Were you a fan of his or no?
No, I just did it to take it from you.
Jorge is always the chaos pick, honestly.
Just to get you mad. I'm taking Letterman, and then I'm taking somebody that I grew up watching as a kid. I recently asked Sedano about this, and Sedano told me that the makeup artist still, you know, to this day works with him or works across the street. Her name is Cristina Saralegi. She used to have this talk show just
blonde.
Like Oprah. Blonde.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. She had a talk show here in English.
Yeah, so she was based out of Miami, and I grew up watching that. She had top artists. It was like Oprah, but it was our Oprah growing up.
All right, Alan, your second pick.
Good luck finding her, Parker. Cristina Saralegi.
Well, it can fit on the graphic.
Okay, this one, not everybody's taste. That's okay. But he's the biggest podcaster in the world. Every time I find him, I find the episode so all over the place.
Brian Beckner.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Culture Pop Podcast.
Culture Pop Podcast. Joe Rogan for me is my number two pick.
Yeah, you didn't pick Alex Earl for Call Her Daddy? Come on.
She's killing it.
They're both killing it. Both Rogan and Alex Earl. Both aren't necessarily for me, but like, again, they are.
That was not on the board that you were a closet Joe Rogan fan.
Yeah, Rogan had. Yeah, it's okay. But I do admire people's ability to market themselves and to corner themselves off. I like Joe Rogan on Fear Factor. They Fear Factor fan, another host.
Like watching people eat cow eyeballs.
Honestly, I used to watch Fear Factor.
I couldn't watch it.
So
it was
much.
Too much.
Not for me.
I would stay home and watch hours of Fear Factor.
Not for me.
Anyway, so my next pick, I'm going to go with someone who has been in our lives for 24 years. He has been one of the sexiest hosts in this entire 24 years. He's only gotten better with age. And I'm obsessed with the show now. It's always been in my life, but I kind of got into it last year. And take Jeff Probst. He is the host of Survivor. And the thing that is great about him is that he is sassy. He is also an executive producer. And he's in control of how to make the game constantly evolve. And so if you're a Survivor fan, he's a big hand on like why it still has staying power. Why 25 years later, we're still watching, or at least some people are still watching Survivor. So Jeff Probst is my second pick. All right, Travis, you got two.
I'm going game show next. I would argue that if he's not the most famous game show host of all time, he's probably number two. He's somebody that is part of pop culture, has been for a very long time, had a kind of a brand aside from just being the host of this particular show. I'm going to take Alex Trebek. That Alex Trebek is just Alex Trebek, and then he's Alex Trebek from Jeopardy for a million years. But like Alex Trebek, kind of smart alecky, a little sarcastic, very smooth, very Canadian, but also was able to kind of turn the knife a little bit when he needed to do it. So I'll take Alex Trebek with my second one.
Okay.
There's still a lot of great ones on the board.
Oh, yeah, no, but this. These are the good ones where everyone's going to leave a suggestion.
This. You said it as a joke at the beginning, but it literally was on my list because this is the first host I remember like being a part of my life. I knew who he was. I knew what the comedy was. I knew what I was going to get.
You're going to get the old people vote with this one.
I might, but it was just very, he was the guy. Like when you were on that show, it was a big deal. If you killed it on that show, your career was going to take off. If you were a star, like, you know, Sinatra and Don Rickles and Bob Hope and all these people,
and people
used to show
up to watch it and like made a point to stay up.
Absolutely. Johnny Carson.
Yeah. Great pick. You have three very could have been number one overall picks.
Yeah.
So I would be very shocked if you don't win on our poll of this one. So with that in mind, I am going to go. Do I go with a kind of a well-known pandering pick, though I do feel that I have a connection to this person, or do I go heart? I think I'm going to go heart. Because this person not only did I watch her like daytime talk show a lot, I watched it too much and it probably infected my brain in a bad way. So there's that. There's that version of it. And she was a host of a reality TV show that also poisoned my brain, but also I can't look away. She had some of the most iconic moments in television history to me that she's like, we're all rooting for you. You failed us. I'm going to go Tyra Banks for the host of her talk show and America's Next Top Model. And again, my brain, I was too young to watch America's Next Top Model because it really ruined me for a lot of self-image and body image and way I view the world. But this is a heart pick. And I watched a lot of Tyra Banks growing up, so host Tyra
Banks. I'm not going to get mad at Tyra Banks on any list. I'm in.
Yeah. I was very close to picking someone else, and I'll reveal at the end.
Okay, right, I'm going to go sports on this one. I think it's probably the best sports show out there. And, yes, the personalities are everything, but he is
– Locked on Rams.
A master.
Locked on Lakers.
He is a master at driving it. Ernie Johnson. Ernie is as good as it gets. That show is amazing. And I know the clips are going to come from Barkley. They're going to come from Shaq. But Ernie is the perfect, perfect host for that
show.
I
could pick Bill Simmons?
No.
All right.
Not for me.
Jorge?
So you're going to get the, what she said, you're going to get the older vote?
Yeah.
I'm going for the Latino vote.
Okay.
You already got it with Letterman.
No. Yeah, right. No, I'm taking Don Francisco from Sábado Gigante. Just coming to grandma's house on Saturday evenings or whatever. The show was on. It was a variety show. And if you guys are Latinos or Mexican, whatever, El Chacal was a big deal. This is contestants that would go up and sing. And according to however how badly you would sing your song, this guy would blow you out with a trumpet. And then they would kick you out of the show.
Awesome.
And the whole crowd would go, fuera! Because you're horrible at singing. So Sábado Gigante, Don Francisco as my third and final host.
Okay. I was going to ask you, I didn't know his name, but I was going to ask you who is the guy that hosts Sábado Gigante.
Don Francisco.
Because I just love the name Giant Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, that's just such a cool name.
That is right.
Right? I remember seeing... Emily, turn off your headset. Sure. I remember seeing it in the TV guide. It's like,
right,
I'm like, what in the world is Sábado Gigante?
Yeah.
Like, as a non-Spanish speaker, I'm like, what is that? Because it sounds awesome. I'd like to know what that is.
That's a variety show, man.
So if we miss any, tweet at us or call us, 877-710-3776. The person I almost picked was Wendy Williams. I was very close. She has a lot of very iconic pop culture moments. She is very controversial.
She is.
So I was almost picking Wendy Williams. Also almost picked Bob Barker.
I was back and forth between Trebek and Bob Barker.
Right.
I feel like Trebek has a little bit more punch outside of just the game. Bob Barker is Price is Right and the Happy Gilmore cameo.
Yep. Right.
Yep. But Trebek's been an... Trebek's just all over the place.
My strategy as a late night host, I wanted a reality or game show host, and then I wanted a really cheesy, crappy daytime host. That's why
nobody
I picked
took Springer.
The three.
I would take Howard.
Howard.
Jose Luis.
I was never a Howard guy. I didn't listen, so that's why I didn't take him. But
yeah, we didn't take any radio.
No
hosts.
Radio people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Howard is the pick there. And Howard could have been the first pick overall, and it wouldn't have been a bad pick.
You didn't take the monkey.
I considered the monkey, but I don't know how many people know the Mutaba virus. I believe that's what it was called. After it bit Patrick Dempsey, and then the world nearly came to an end.
I never thought it was going to get back to you. I thought someone was taking it.
Not a good movie, but kind of fun. It was a pandemic movie before we had to have a pandemic that made it a little less fun. Greg Maddux says that pitchers, if you don't throw 100, you're doomed. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's how they would open the show. Sábado Gigante. He would get the crowd going, singing Sábado Gigante theme song. It was cool.
I want to hear the guy blow the trumpet.
Oh, I'll find it for you. Yeah.
I want to hear some, because that's like the gong show back in the day where they just say, okay, you're done. You're off the stage.
No one picked Ellen either, one of the longest running daytime talk shows as well.
Problematic.
Yeah. To say
most
the least.
Of these people are
some of them
of those
are,
I watched.
But Ellen is currently problematic, right? Steve Mason has weighed in. His three, Johnny Carson, who I took, David Letterman, who Jorge took.
Yep. Jorge
and
loves him.
Steve Mason. Those are the three that
I'm surprised that in that order.
I texted back. I said virtually the same thing along the way. Apparently, we missed some people. Let's try North Hollywood and Roger. Roger, you're on Trav and Slee. What's up?
Hey, guys. Longtime listener. And Trav, I want to say thank you. It's hard to call, but you're the one that won me the island gift cards, the Papa Shot.
Awesome. Good for you, brother.
I appreciate that. And there's two that we missed. Actually, three. Richard Bay, Jenny Jones, and Ricky Lake. I'm kind of old school, so.
Richard Bay, Jenny Jones, and who?
Ricky Lake.
Oh, Ricky Lake. Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Those were all popular. Ricky Lake, I think, was an actor, too. She was an actor. Mm-hmm. Jenny Jones, I only know because I remember her show briefly, and then she had that terrible trial that happened after because one guest, I think, killed another. It was a whole thing. Bay was like Walmart Geraldo. It was trying to be Geraldo without being Geraldo. Walmart Jerry Jones, Costco Springer. It was close. Like, they were doing a decent job. Those are very, very good. Let's try another one. Jason Downey. Jay, what do you got?
So I'm a little upset that Bob Barker got honorable mention. It's like giving AI that little itty-bitty participation statue.
Yeah, it doesn't fit under the graphic.
He should have been on the list. The dude is associated with sick days, okay? He has all the cool games. He has that cool microphone, and let's not forget, he beat up Happy Gilmore.
Well, I mentioned the Happy Gilmore fight. That was iconic for sure. To your point, Jason.
Barker's a good one. No,
Barker's a great pick.
Yeah.
This is a good mix of a lot of worthy choices were left off. But
Arsenio Hall?
Arsenio Hall, absolute. First guy to give Carson a real run for his money right. Over a million years.
Magic Johnson?
Yeah, Magic.
would have been a fun pick, that's for sure.
Amazing.
Jason brings up a good point. Barker's long, skinny microphone kind of had its identity of himself. However, Jason, I don't know if you're old enough to know this or not, Gene Rayburn beat him to the punch with the long, skinny microphone in the match game, I believe, that came out slightly before Price is Right. So he is not the only long, skinny microphone game in town. Another one, Kevin Ventura. Kevin, what do you got?
There's one that's known for making athletes cry, and it's kind of been lost to history, but Roy Firestone and his one-hour talk show about sports.
Up close.
Yeah. I mean, what great show. I mean, it's kind of the Jerry Maguire scene is based off of Roy Firestone's show, where he used to go in and go so in-depth that guys would always end up crying on the show. But it was great. It was on right after school, so if you're, of a certain
absolutely.
Age, it was, a good guest for like an hour-long, real in-depth
Thanks for the call, Kevin. Are you familiar, Al?
Yeah. But I know exactly what you're talking about, but I never watched the show, no.
I watched it. Like Kevin, are you still there?
Oh, he's gone.
No, Kevin. I'm going to guess Kevin is roughly the same age that I am, maybe a slightly younger.
84?
Something like that. He's right. When you'd come home from school, that show would come on ESPN. Mm-hmm. It was, you'd walk through the door, you'd grab your little snack or whatever, make your sandwich, and flip on the TV, and he was on. Roy, and he had all the biggest
top
names.
Guess.
All of them. Mm-hmm. And it got deep, and it got emotional. And they chased that show for years after he left it, and they never quite got the formula right. Roy Firestone, it's a little niche because it's super sportsy, but it's very good. It's very good. Amanda in Long Beach. Amanda, what do you got?
I have Carson Daly.
Sure. Are you going Loveline Carson Daly, K-Rock Carson Daly, Today Show Carson
K-Rock,
Daly?
K-Rock, for sure.
Total Replay Live.
KRL.
MTV was awesome.
Carson Daly is a good. Carson Daly's been hosting something.
Yeah.
40 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, 30 at least,
and
right?
And spanning generations, because, like, I know him from the TRL, and so that's like what I envision him as.
Yeah.
Did he host New Year's Eve?
I believe he did.
Yeah. Yeah. The network
might
yeah.
still.
He
might still be hosting.
Carson Daly was a DJ at K-Rock here in town mm-hmm. for a long time and a super popular one. Like Carson Daly, and then all of a sudden, like, wait, the guy from K-Rock's on NBC? He had his late night talk show? That is a terrific choice. Lawndale, Josh, I like this topic. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's good, y'all? Happy to be here. You guys missed my absolute favorite one growing up. I'm 49, and I was envious of this guy. Everybody you talk to, he'd kiss right on the lips. Richard Dawson.
Richard Dickey Dawson. Yeah. Well, yes. Okay, so you think of him as Family Feud host. Yes, Josh?
Yeah, and what was that, Demolition Man? Yes.
Demolition, and he was on Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, well, see, that's a little before my time. But as a kid growing up and just seeing he grab the women by the face and kiss them, I'm like, wow, how is he doing this?
Josh, that's a very good point.
I can't do that.
Emily, are you familiar with Dickie Dawson?
I obviously didn't watch it live, but I know of the talk show host who would grab people's faces and kiss them.
Richard Dawson hosted the fifth. So think Steve Harvey now, right?
Mm-hmm.
He would walk over, and it would be the Sliwa family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would like you to think of you, your two sisters, your mom, and your dad are all on the panel, okay? Richard Dawson, your dad's leading the pack. He's batting in the leadoff spot.
Yep.
Hey, nice to meet you. Hi, what's your answer? You know, peanuts. Ding! He'd move one to his left.
He didn't kiss the dad, too?
Nope.
What?
And then he would take your mother's face by both cheeks, lean in, and kiss her on the mouth.
Yeah, I know my dad, who's originally from Iraq. Probably give him a cold clock real quick. Part of the show, he's probably saying, "Yeah, we don't do that here."
Then after that,
we don't do that here.
He would move to your sister.
It's not. He's probably not.
And
getting
then
that far.
Do that, and then he would move to your next sister, and do it.
And then skip your brother.
And then he'd shake your hand out. Yep. It was weird. You could have a 20-year-old sister and a 71-year-old grandmother.
Jeez.
He's going in. Dickie Dawson did not give a damn. It was, and you know what we did when we watched the show?
Probably laughed and like, oh, great.
Nothing.
That guy's such a great guy.
Nothing. Like Dick's a great host.
It's so strange.
How long was he the host of?
We're going to look it up because I don't know. I'm going to guess at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 is, I think, on the bottom half of it. Oh, and we never went like, hey, dude, can you not? It's like, it's kind of weird. Maybe you shouldn't do that.
I'm looking up how long he hosted.
Everybody just said, great job, buddy. You're a great host.
I got the chacal. You don't hear the chacal?
Yes. Yes.
Get him out of there.
You know what that sounded like? It sounded like the dun 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 dun.
Yeah, but the fact that he got people, everybody.
I need to learn Spanish for a variety of reasons, but mostly so I can go back and watch the entire catalog of Sabadell Gigante, because that's a show I think I could get with. Amazing. Amazing. Let's try one more, Jorge. Let's try Jay. Who do we leave out, Jay?
You may have heard of this guy, James Philip Rome, Jim Rome.
He came up.
We thought it was going early. We thought Trav was taking him early.
It's not a terrible choice. It's not a good choice for me necessarily.
He's like, I'd be your number one overall.
Yeah. He's game changer. In our game, he's at the top. He's the Howard Stern for this. He was way out ahead of everybody else as far as the national game goes, but probably not going to be somebody that I put on my list.
I should have picked him number one.
That's a much better pick for you.
I got the number for Dickie Dawson and how long he hosted. So he hosted Family Feud from 76 to 85, and then again from 94 to 95.
So he did 12 years.
Yeah. Well, it's a, yeah, a little bit of break, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 12 non-consecutive years.
Yeah.
And I don't know
did
what
he,
his,
in his, second...
his count is, his other count, but it's in the thousands.
I wonder if 94, 95, if he was, because it's about 8 years, something like that, that he was off the show. I'm thinking he probably stopped doing what he was doing. 94, 95? You ain't doing that 94, 95.
I'd have to check the tape. Yeah, I it could go either way. It could go either. I know in the 70s it was like, hey, welcome to the show. Right on the mouth. It wasn't like, you know, there's a way to kiss somebody you don't know on the cheek that's fairly benign. Right, it's just it's friendly. It's a little.
He's French.
It's very European, very cosmopolitan.
Middle Eastern, we do too. We do one on one cheek,
right.
One on the other.
Like you could give the mob kiss, the Middle Eastern kiss, the grandma kiss on the cheek, but then there's the going in for the mouth.
Yeah,
that's how Dawson
mouth
did
is
it.
Reserved for certain people.
You would like to think. Try Torrance and Myron. Myron, what do you got?
Hello.
Hello, Myron.
Yeah. This is more about Richard Dawson. I'm not exactly sure of the order, but before he got on the Kissable show, he was also on Laugh-In and Hogan's Heroes. I do believe he went to Hogan's Hero, then Laugh-In, and then the Kissable show.
Yes. I don't know the order either, Myron, but he was on Hogan's. The other thing he was on, and he was a little lascivious on the show as well, was Match Game. He was a panelist on the Match Game all the time, too.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
And his answers were always like, come on, Richard. Really? Like, Richard had a lane.
Yeah, he was something else. He was one of a kind.
Thank you for the call, Byron.
And a kind that we don't really need anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you don't have to worry. That's gone.
You'd make
that
it.
That ain't happening.
One, like, so five people on each side in Family Feud, right? It's five? So there's 10 people. You would get to exactly one person before you. The first female panelist, and you'd be, the show is on hiatus as we retool with a new host. It would not last long at all. Rabbit Holes, coming up next. Greatest show ever.
Fuera!
Fuera! Am I saying it right?
Yeah, you are.
That's it.
It's actually called Clubhouse.
You gotta.
I'm going to need that horn on my page, please.
You'll have it.
We need that. That's coming up. Rabbit Holes next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Nothing can go wrong. We'll get back to sports in a little bit. Who cares?
Who cares?
So Rabbit Hole is what we've been talking about. Whatever we have been searching deeply on the internet for, can't get enough of, watch for hours and hours on end. So Al, why don't you start us off with your rabbit
hole? Okay, so I'm literally copying you from earlier in the week.
Mm.
Tuesday, Emily said that she watched Hot Ones with Conan O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
Conan was on the show, and then you said you ended up in a rabbit hole literally last night at around 11 o'clock at night. I'm watching Hot Ones with Conan, and
great Hot Ones.
What's the guy's name again? The guy that hosts the show?
Sean. Okay. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Sean
Evans. That's okay. I wanted to mention. First off, you don't like heat. You don't like any of that stuff, right? You don't
not
like
anymore.
Spice. No, you don't like spice, right? Spice to that level. Please, if you guys get a second, just go watch Conan on Hot Ones. It might be one of the funniest 20 minutes I've... Okay,
yeah.
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but he
is
so good and so entertaining. and you're talking about, you know, you and I did the chicken sandwich.
Howlin' Rays.
And you got the Scoville level that it has, and it's millions of Scoville level. When I tell you Conan, for the freaking bit, is putting it on his mouth, he's putting on his hands, he's
rubbing
doing
it in
this.
His eye.
He's it might be the funniest, stupidest thing I've ever seen Conan do. It's very entertaining. But you said that took you then down a rabbit hole. Right after that, an episode just, you know, on YouTube, it's, okay, you liked this, so we're going to feed you this. Conan's telling the story on his podcast of how he got the late night show.
Uh-huh.
And how he initially turned down the late night show. Didn't want, he was writing for The Simpsons at the time.
Sure.
And he had a couple people telling him, you know, hey, don't do it. I don't think you need to do it. And he also didn't feel comfortable. He's like, I can't.
He wasn't a performer.
He was not.
He was more of a writer than anything else.
Well, and he was telling the story, too, that now where it's more common where writers become, you know, Tina Fey,
yeah.
Whatever, you kind of think of what the examples are. He's like, at that time, that wasn't really the case. But he's starting to tell the story of how that all came about. And just like the random phone call when he's talking to his friend where the wife is like, what do you got to lose? And that kind of was his, well, why don't I just go audition for it? What do I got to lose? And that got him going. I went down a rabbit hole, Conan, yesterday. Literally, Em, I copied you from Tuesday.
It's okay. It's a good rabbit hole to get down.
It was really good.
Travis, what's your rabbit hole?
So Lindsay, producer Lindsay, is responsible for this one.
Lindsay Baseball.
She's turned you on to a lot of these.
She has. She's
our true crime buddy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes. So we share a taste for certain types of podcasts, and she turned me on to a podcast called Pretend, which has had a bunch of different seasons, but specifically season 12 of Pretend, which is about these two people that claimed they were being stalked by their daughter's doctor's husband. Okay, so that female doctor, her husband was stalking them. Okay, and they called the medical board. They did all of these crazy things about this. And I don't want to spoil this, but it's not at all what you think it is going into it. It is so bizarre and so surreal and has so many different twists and turns in it that I got one episode left to go in it, but I already know how it ends because...
How many episodes?
There's 12.
All audio.
But I went online and started researching this thing and finding out because they use pseudonyms. They do not give you their real... Well, it doesn't...
Anonymize it.
Yes.
You're going to find it.
Well, I already did.
Of course.
And they look exactly like I thought they would look. It's fascinating how twisted
scary?
And not scary.
Okay.
Weird. Mm. Weird. And just... The look into such a twisted human psyche is fascinating to me.
So are you that person who, if you're watching a quote-unquote Wikipedia show that like talks about a time period,
uh-huh.
and if you don't know what the story was, do you look it up before the end of the show?
After, typically.
Okay.
This one, 9 out of 10 times, it's after. This is the 1 out of 10 times. Like,
yeah.
I need, because I wanted to, in my mind's eye, I want to know what these people look like.
Right.
I wanted to know if I was right, because they sound... kind of young, and they're not. They're a little bit older than I imagine them to be, and it's just fascinating to me how dark human beings can actually be.
Yeah. Speaking of like Wikipedia shows, I did the same thing when I watched like the different American crime stories. I did know the OJ one before I kind of watched it. When I watched the Versace one and the Bill Clinton one, again, I knew some of the points, but not all the points. I would like try to Wikipedia and be like, is this actually what happened, or is this, I do it as the episode comes out and try to protect myself from quote-unquote spoilers of history. All right, Jorge, what's your rabbit hole?
So we talked about me trying to go to the circus and stuff like that. So somebody started sending me pictures of the DeLorean showing up at the circus. They brought the circus into, and I started liking it.
Yeah.
Went into like a little conversation. So then that sparked other people to send me more stuff about the DeLorean. To the point where, I forget this guy's name on Twitter. He sent me a link to a YouTube page where they compare Coco and Back to the Future and how they're very similar movies.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, cool. So I'm 5
I
minutes.
I love both those movies.
Yeah, five minutes in, he's like, he's the odd one of the family, just like Marty and Miguel, yeah. They're the odd ones. They just everything. At some point, I'm like, you know what? This actually does make sense. I didn't finish watching the whole thing. I saw the first 8 minutes of it. But then after that, I started looking at the list of other videos that these guys are comparing different movies. And they make a pretty good case to like how certain movies are very similar.
Well,
even
so
though they're different genres.
I love that. And Emily, you're as the cinephile in the group. There's only so many themes in the world.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And you can spin them off a million different ways, but... there's love, there's heartbreak, there's fear.
There's like lone wolf and cub. There's lone wolf, just lone wolf. There's all these things of reluctant heroes. It's the same genres, but you got to twist them a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Coco's one of my favorite Pixars.
Oh, yeah, makes it's me cry good. Every
terrific.
Time. All right. So mine has to do with this TikTok handle called Subway Takes. Okay. So in Subway Takes, this guy who's the host of the show did not take him as my host. And I don't always like love them, but he gets both celebrities and normal people on the subway in New York, and he interviews them and says, "Hey, what's your hot take?" And then basically he'll like debate them for 5 seconds, and then he puts it out to the world, and the world debates it basically. So I'm gonna play three of these like quote unquote hot takes of people on the subway. So this first one is a comedian, and she's talking about tipping. Okay, so this is hers.
What's your take?
If I have to go up to order, I'm not tipping. You know, restaurants are all they're all self-serve now.
0%.
Zero. At this point, I work there.
You're doing the work. You should get tipped.
They have the nerve on the iPad to do 15% tip. Chas V'Shalom, 20% tip. Tip you? Why don't you tip me? Take 15%, 20 off the bill.
All right, so this is kind of a theme. They're all very New Yorker. They're That's all awesome. Very like, hey, what's the problem with this? I'm walking here. All right, so this next one is about angel hair pasta and how he hates that.
Angel hair pasta, I want it banned.
You don't like angel hair?
I think it's this it taste of nothing. And if I see it on a menu, I want to run out of the restaurant. It's like well, it food tastes for like people that don't like food.
All pasta tastes like nothing. You have to put things on it. Are you just eating it raw?
Do you like angel hair pasta? Mic drop.
100% disagree.
All right, so then there's that one.
Have you guys had Bowdy pasta?
Bowdy. Actually, it's so funny. I see Bowdy pasta everywhere now.
See?
And
give me a quart of that Bowdy pasta salad for my...
Okay, I have
so good.
One more for you guys. And this might be one that hits home for Travis because I think I agree with her. Okay, so this is a Subway take on mispronunciation.
Allow people to pronounce words wrong.
Allow people to pronounce words wrong?
9 times out of 10, you know what somebody is trying to say, so just allow it.
What are some examples? Like, ask me a question?
Oh, why are you saying that to me?
That's the first thing that came to mind. No, ask me a question.
Well, I told a friend, I was like, I'm going to Antigua this year, and she said, it's Antigua. You know what I mean?
Like, it is Antigua.
No, it's Antigua.
That makes absolutely no sense.
It makes no sense.
All right. So basically, these are all people.
Send me a link, please. I want to go see more.
These individual hot takes. And then again, you can disagree or agree with these people. And he just kind of allows them to their hot take. So that's what I was. Subway takes.
By the way, things are pronounced a certain way for reasons. Otherwise, the world is anarchy. We need
to know what they're saying.
I understand that. I'm not saying that the general sentiment of the thought or the destination or anything isn't conveyed, but. Otherwise, we can just say whatever we want.
Produce.
Anarchy.
Right? Produce. Produce.
Bowdy.
Produce. Bowdy. Yeah.
The Dump is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. Hey, is your vehicle ready for service? Is it time for general maintenance? Take a look at that sticker in the window. You ready? Is it time to get your wipers changed? It rains every day here now. So why not head in your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change? Because for over 30 years, Valvoline's hooked you up with quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people just like you. You don't have to get out of the car. You don't have to get the kids out of the car. You don't have to get yourself out of the car. You just pull up, drive in, and drive out in about 15 minutes. They've got you covered. You're safe and relaxed while you sit there while their little pit crew goes to work on your car. They've got you covered for so many different things. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission, and a whole lot more. And there are over 80 locations ready to help you get your ride ready for the road in no time. It's about to be summer and people are about to start driving around. Get that car ready to roll. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and game-winning coupons off of your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What's going on, guys?
Apparently, days are numbered, Slee.
No, that was a bit on Slee, not on you. Well, I walk in and Slee says we're closed. Yeah, and so I said, listen, we can...
Well, you came in kind of hot.
Oh, I just said I got to get something on
but
real quick.
But you were kind of...
Well, no, I mean, I'm just wound up and I'm coughing a lot. I hope this is the
end. It might be. You
Stop
never know.
The
cough went
it.
Away and now it came back. Might have to get myself checked out.
Are you
like
wound up because you're coughing or for other reasons?
Oh, other reasons. It's been a lot of discombobulation
well, I hope
so
you
far.
Through
I hope so.
Get,
how's the Peloton?
We have, I got to get the shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So and I'm still debating, shoes. Can I just order the Amazon ones?
I'm telling you, duct tape that bad boy in there. Get your feet in there. Cut it off every time.
That was a bit from Tuesday. That feels like 5 weeks ago at this point.
Mentioned that to him the other day.
Doesn't it feel like
morning.
A long time ago?
It does. Going.
But
does.
Here's why today is the highlight of one Travis Rogers' life.
Oh, wow.
Because tonight at 5 p.m. on the NFL Network and on the Rams social media channels, the debut of Matthew Stafford Locked In. I pitched them to do the promos. Like, guys, I know how to do this. Tonight on Matthew Stafford Locked In.
I'm going to watch it leading into my listening of the new Taylor Swift album. So I'm ready to go.
She's
my evening
both.
Is locked.
Is it's just like all Stafford and his family and his interactions
but
with his teammates.
It follows him during that period where things were kind of crumbling. When I was doing a lot of promos making fun
Matthew
of you.
Stafford.
You know how they do like those talking head interviews? Right. I feel like I should have been requested for one of those. I could have advocated for my guy Matthew Stafford. Oh, Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford, it's okay. It's all going to be okay. It
ended
up being okay.
I was right.
This year they need to win the Super Bowl, and I think they can.
They might.
I don't think.
No, I don't think they can.
Somebody, my friend who works at Hotel Fig, can't remember his name because I usually fight with him on my walk in from the subway.
Okay.
Morales. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? What's the topic today? I go, Lakers suck. That's the topic. No, man, they're going to win it all. I go, really? Really?
Well, I got a stat for you. You want a stat?
Do I think they're going to win game one? Yes.
Listen.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I think LeBron's rested. He's going to come
in. If
they
win game one,
we got
a series.
He's going to come in like a wrecking ball, and then that'll be it.
Well, it could happen too.
Do you know what the Lakers are against the Nuggets over the last 23 games?
I know what they did in the playoffs against them last.
Stop. That's a small sample size.
Small sample size. Okay.
They're 12-11 against the Nuggets
really?
Over the last 23.
Okay. How
so maybe
now what is the timeline? Of those 23 games.
Like
is
I
that
said,
3 years? 4 years?
It's 23 games.
Four years.
So you're talking about when the magical year of 2020.
Yes.
When LeBron was 4 years younger.
In the bubble.
I counted all that.
And had the rest before the bubble.
I counted that, but I stopped there.
And Anthony Davis.
I want this to be fair.
Anthony Davis made a three-pointer.
He did.
That massive.
At the buzzer.
Yeah. It's a big shot.
At the buzzer.
Haven't seen that kind of shot since.
I think it's the last one he made.
Does that change your opinion?
Come on, man. I got the chest
12-11? Does that change your opinion on the series?
I think they have a shot of making it a series. I don't really think they can win seven games. From a revenue standpoint, I would love for it to be proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
From a bit standpoint, I would love for them not to win a game. It's a tough battle.
Sacrificing revenue
over bit.
No,
always.
Because
that affects my bottom line at the end of the year.
I don't know. I see you sacrificing revenue for a really good
I've been sacrificing here for like 5 years. I'm done sacrificing.
It's time to get paid.
Yeah, it's time, listen.
You'd like to wet your beak.
I need that Chris Paul contract now.
You need to. Yeah. I don't get to wet my beak, Tone.
Won a lot of championships. Haven't gotten the checks. Let me get that check.
CP3.
By the way, are the Lakers going to bite on Clay or CP3 for next season?
CP3, no, 100%.
Clay, you say 100%.
It's not 100. It's 94 and a half.
There's still that window.
Can I just throw one name at you?
He's his buddy.
No, just let me just
yes.
throw one name
yeah.
at you
yes.
and let
right.
you see if
yeah.
you would like to take that from 100 to a different number.
LeBron James?
No. Russell Westbrook.
I think LeBron is a bit master, too, and he'll wake up going, I wonder if I could talk them into this.
If they did Russell Westbrook, they'll do Chris Paul.
I wonder if I do a tweet saying I want Chris Paul that the Lakers will do it. I think he sometimes wonders that.
Just like a splash tweet.
Right.
He's gonna
instead of an emoji of an hourglass, it's just water.
It can potentially happen. Yeah, I can't see
I can see them biting on Clay in a second.
Clay, I don't think they can financially.
Ireland said they can't afford it, but
they could find a way.
Like Key, like our pal Key said, if they want to make something happen, they can make something happen.
We proved that with Key's contract here. Since then, we've been out of money, but we weren't out of money from 2017 to 2019.
We got him. That's anyway, good news about the Stafford doc.
I'm actually looking forward to it.
Me too.
You know me. I like documentaries of sports more than sports. Yeah. The story of sports is much more enticing.
You took down all of OJ Made in America last weekend.
And I discovered one this morning. So a lot of times I don't get in until 10-ish because of the train schedules or meeting schedules, but I'm working from 4 a.m. on. Emily knows. So that's when she catches me with good like succession news.
Okay.
Or good bits that she knows I'll enjoy, like in the 6 o'clock hour. There was a new one that was on the Max app.
OJ?
It was like OJ and Nicole sadness or something, and it was from the sister's point of one of the sister's point of view.
Well, we know what Travis is doing later.
I had never seen that one, and it had more video of the wedding and stuff. Again, I've seen all angles.
OJ
all,
and Nicole, an American tragedy.
An American tragedy. Kind of like Mason and Bergman, an American tragedy.
Are they not getting along?
No, they're not getting they're along fighting? Yesterday. They had
yeah,
to do
I mean,
a show.
Who's
to.
The A? That's Berg. Where the fighting is over.
Well, Mason's an A. We all agree that Mason's a good A.
He right? says he's an A. I'm not going to start this all over all right, again. Then, right. then I got to pretend to do a bit for a week.
I have a.
It's exhausting, frankly.
Are you around? Are you in meetings or are you in your office?
I got a hard stop at 1 o'clock.
No, it's after Supercross Talk.
Okay.
I think
I thought Mace had a scarf on for a second.
I think this is enough time. Why is it Yacht Rock?
No, not this again.
Good one, Al.
Why is it Yacht?
Al is always good for that stuff. I don't like calling you Al, but that was. The night of the Mandy's.
Oh, no. You call him out.
Chirato, this guy.
Well, no, but that's good. You the one that gave the good joke. Why should I take credit for it?
You're delivering it.
Oh, you said it in his ear?
Yeah, yeah, he delivered
it. Oh, I thought that time he was a little too quick.
I would need to write it down.
I have an OJ nugget for you that it's not my nugget to share, so I can't share it on the air.
Okay.
But I think that you will like it a great deal.
Okay.
I also won trivia on the back of my OJ knowledge
that's right.
today, yesterday.
Why didn't they, why not do a funeral for him? They just didn't want the
like for the bit, and I'm not trying to. I'm not doing a bit,
but
like
why,
for the bit.
Like no, just
his kids,
family. Yeah,
like was that his choice to be cremated and no funeral?
Typically
I don't think that
is.
That's an OJ thing. OJ, I feel, would want a celebration.
OJ likes to be the center of attention,
right?
Even in his passing, I thought it was interesting that there was going to be no slice of brain to see if he had CTE. I thought that they were
I thought
doing
you were about to do
either.
A joke about a slice or something.
No. That they said that he would be cremated and he would not be tested for CTE.
I think we all know it probably was there.
I would be stunned if it
given
weren't.
The history that we've seen
sure.
with
yeah, yeah. It
that doesn't take away what he did or allegedly
of course
did,
not.
Allegedly did. Or well, actually, what
Chris,
he was convicted of
Chris,
in Vegas.
He stole the memorabilia.
That was
that he did 19 years for taking football cards. Nothing for a couple of. Other things.
19 years.
He wasn't in for 19 years. He was sentenced for 19.
Yeah.
But
he
was in for a while.
Anyway.
Taylor Swift at 9 p.m. Don't
I know.
Forget.
I heard. Now that's 9 p.m. That's
9
p.m. Pacific, right?
Yeah. 9 p.m. Pacific. The first single is going to be Fortnite featuring Post Malone.
Do we go Swift 710 tomorrow and just really piss some people off?
I like it.
That's a lot of work tonight to do.
I like it.
You're already asleep by 9.
And tonight,
not tonight. He's going to be all wound up on the Stafford thing. So he's going to watch the live feed at 5, watch the replay at 8, and be
live
like,
tweeting.
Michael, Susan, hosting. Get in here. I'm all wound up on the Stafford
he's
stuff.
He's going to tell Michael the cul-de-sac, all right, here's what I want you to run. He's right. having to run routes.
It's a good idea.
It's
a good it's a,
Susan,
not
give
not
me
a bad
so
idea.
Susan, give me my route running shoes.
I mean, these are all good ideas. There's nothing on tonight, so it could be a 9 o'clock bedroom or bedtime. Yeah. Instead of my usual 9:45, nothing.
I think we
no the no Lakers, game. No Clippers,
I think
no
Ramona
Dodgers,
just walked
no
in.
Angels,
should be the A today.
No anything.
No nothing.
So you don't see, want I thought you didn't want to do that.
It's just it's so much work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But you've done it before.
She did it last week.
Yeah, I did.
And
it when
you
I
had
made
your own
Greg
show.
Work.
I know.
I said if you do all the work, then I'll do the A.
It was
like,
so it was so fresh sounding.
It was
so nice. It was the day I came back from Pechanga after the Rams conference.
Did you listen the whole time?
I listened the whole time. And it was so fresh. It was fresh.
As opposed to?
Stale.
Stale is the opposite of fresh. Yes, okay.
Yeah, anyway.
I feel like I got to talk a lot that day.
I know, it was great. I enjoyed it. Anyway, I didn't come in here to start more trouble. Stafford.
No, never.
Matthew Stafford locked in. Locked in tonight at 5 o'clock on NFL Network and on the Rams social media channels, which I believe is YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So be sure to check that out.
Excellent.
I can't wait for
I'll
it.
I'll be tuning in.
Right. Excellent. Emily's got a double feature, Stafford and Taylor Swift. She's all
freaking busy tonight.
All set up. Leave. I'm coming
am
by.
Am I doing a solo show today? Where's Mace?
I don't know. You're going to like the nugget, Alice. You're
going
to like it. How are you, Momo?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
I am fantastic. How did your recording of the Daily go with Yates?
Clinton is good. You know, it's like I'm gearing up for a press tour.
Yeah.
Because we got the.
Oh, you're going to do the junket.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to be on the car wash.
Oh,
yeah, that's what they call it, the car wash.
Okay.
Working at the, it just means you do every show and you just say the same things over and over.
But you're going to have to, you're going to go outside ESPN too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the last time I talked to people I've never even heard of. Like, oh, I was yeah? like, what show is this?
Does everybody know the story? Or are people coming in with like, yeah, I don't even know what this is?
It's a little bit of both. Like, I can't say yet. I've done a couple of interviews so far. We did Television Critics Association. Oh, by the way, back up. The show Clipped is coming out June 4th. Mm-hmm. It's we're almost to the 10-year anniversary of the Sterling
Has
tapes.
It been that long?
Next week is 10 years.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Stiviano entered my life 10 years ago?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That sounds like a lot longer than it.
I would have guessed 5 or 6.
Yeah, yeah. I would have said maybe yeah. 7 years. Yeah.
April 25th, 2014.
Oh, yeah, 14.
Unreal.
Oh,
so you,
15, yeah.
of course, reported the story, made yeah. the podcast, and now it's being turned into a series.
Yeah, on FX Hulu. It comes out June 4th. And so we're going to re-release the podcast.
Okay.
Right, which is what you do. Like, hey, here's a reminder in case you're...
Companion piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we'll put the podcast out a week or two before the show comes out. It's like sort of a reminder of the everything. And then I'm working with the
3
to do a little bonus episode.
Okay.
And we're also going to do companion recordings each week. So we're sort of working all of it out. But the idea is we're going to have... like actors and producers and writers on the show reacting to the... Emily knows all about this. You listen to all the companion podcasts. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, The Ringer does that. It would be kind of fun if I was on The Ringer. Like, I'll do one of those reaction shows.
Do a prestige TV podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think the idea is we're going to get hey, let's get Lawrence Fishburne, who plays Doc Rivers. We'll get him for one episode. Or you'll have...
Who's playing Sterling? Is it...
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill, that's right.
Yeah. Al Bundy, basically.
Yeah. 4 touchdowns and... One game at
Full Guy.
Somebody on this radio station, maybe over there, I think, I could be wrong about this. Somebody said that I look like Ed O'Neill. No?
No.
It was Alex downstairs.
Alex, that's what it was. The security guard. Thank you. Thank you, Ramona.
Ramona, did you see the picture where they put the two together?
I don't feel like I look. Sometimes when I get one of these, I'm like, yeah, that's. I don't. It hurts my feelings, but it's true. This one doesn't feel true.
He's also like way older than you.
Thank you. See, yeah.
I mean, I think he's not that old. Is he late 60s, 70s, something like that?
I would think he's in his. Yeah,
look
that
it
sounds
up.
About
I don't
right.
know. I think he's like 70 something. About right. I've met him in person. He looks younger because he dyes his hair and stuff, but he's
78.
Yeah. 78.
Yeah.
So only 4 years younger than you.
He old. I mean, you know, because I knew when we were casting Sterling, he was younger than Sterling was at the time, but it was not by much.
He was in his 80s, right?
Sterling turned 80. It was his 80th birthday, actually, right before Game 4.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I can't.
What's up, Mace?
I can't wait to see it.
What's
I can't wait to re-listen to it.
Jeez, is that Steve Mason?
Whoa. Mace is all hung up. You know what we should do, Jorge? We should do a little super crosstalk.
Exactly. I can see.
Aloha. So, you've started your superhero body thing?
Yes, I have.
How you doing?
I'm sore as hell. I really am
head
sore.
Head to toe?
Head to toe. Yesterday was leg day.
Oh, never skip leg day, Mace.
No, never skip.
You need to go to cryo every day.
Yeah, I probably should go to cryo.
When I started training again, I had to start going to cryo every day.
Yeah, I am. I'm in this now. I found out yesterday.
How deep
is this
in?
At home or are you at a gym?
I'm 2 weeks in. I'm going to a gym.
Okay.
Yeah, so 3 days a week.
How long's the workout?
An
you
hour.
Have to do more than that.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You can get superhero.
No, what are you talking about?
You can't get
about?
Superhero fit 3 hours a week.
3 hours a week for 6 months, I'm absolutely going to be superhero ready.
What are you doing on the other 4 days?
Cardio.
Okay, all right.
I got to have cardio days in there.
You got to stay lean.
I got to lean out. Lean out.
Are you cutting water yet? Are you going to take Lasix to really get
shredded?
No,
you have to drink more water.
But I'm thinking
right
about...
Right up until the reveal.
Right,
then you
yeah,
gotta
yeah.
Cut.
The day
you
before,
cut, like
you
a
go
fighter.
To the sauna and you eat ice chips and stuff.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not at that point yet. I'm not at the ice chips point of the process.
What's the toughest workout you're doing so far?
Okay, so there's this exercise. Mm-hmm. Where you have a weight here. Okay, if you're on YouTube, you get it.
Yep.
You have a weight here, and you.
Okay, when you say here, he means his arms.
And your right arm, you lift your left leg in
so
the air.
This is all right leg, right?
Okay.
And you've got to do this 15 times.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
that your arms are shaking without a weight, it can't be a good sign.
No, my arms are, everything is shaking right now. Everything.
Supposed to.
I worked out last night. Today, everything is shaking.
I know, what you did, because I'm giving you a hard time because I've been there before.
Okay.
It's trying to lift your coffee cup is coming up
exactly.
Like this.
Exactly. It's coming up shaky. Shaky. So damn, I heard you're in it. I'm in it, man. I'm doing this.
You hear our draft?
Yeah, I did hear the draft. Okay. Did you see my draft picks?
I did. I responded to it. We responded to it on the air. So it's Conan O'Brien's birthday today, Momo.
Happy birthday.
How old is Conan?
Do you know how old Conan is? 50. Got to be 50-something, maybe 60? Maybe?
Yeah,
he is 61.
Oh, wow. 61. So in honor of Conan O'Brien's birthday, we are drafting our favorite hosts.
Mm-hmm.
I almost did what you did.
Oh.
But I had the first pick.
Yeah, I know you did.
So, and I almost went with myself at number one overall.
Oh, nice. I think that's a great call.
But I really wanted Oprah, mostly because I think she is the number one overall pick.
Yes.
And,
wait, nobody can have Oprah except for me.
No, you weren't even in the draft.
I don't care. Oprah is my girl.
Emily had the second pick, and I knew that she was going to take Oprah if I didn't take her.
Sure.
So I got A, the right pick, and B, I got to twist the knife a little bit with them. So I took
loved
Oprah.
Jorge taking Letterman in there.
It's terrific.
Just to screw Sliwa.
So who's got the best list? You've heard this list.
Okay.
Give me the list. Here are my three. We each get three. Oprah Winfrey, Alex Trebek, Johnny Carson.
Oh, strong.
Strong.
I've heard enough, by the way.
Emily Colbert.
Good.
Jeff Probst.
Yep.
Tyra Banks.
I don't know about the Tyra. Okay.
She has a personal connection
to
Tyra.
Her as a host infected my brain at a very young age. Okay. And so I have a heart pick of, I watched a lot of Tyra content.
I do like the Jeff Probst pick. That's good.
Yeah,
he's a really good Survivor host.
Yeah, I've never watched Survivor, but I'm sure he's very good at what he does.
I've watched every single season of every season.
Yeah, you do.
Like are you watching this season?
No, I haven't. This is the only, the last two seasons I've kind of fallen off because of the two children. It just happens.
Sleaze list, Conan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Joe Rogan, Ernie Johnson.
No.
No,
no,
Sleaze, you're out.
Ernie Johnson's fantastic.
Ernie's great. Conan's great. I don't know about the Rogan thing. I don't know.
Because you don't like Joe Rogan?
No,
I
listen to Rogan.
It's a 3-hour podcast. Get him an editor.
It is, by the way, it is a long podcast.
It's so
it is
long.
A very long podcast.
Like anytime, like the other guy that it's always so long, the Huberman podcast. I love that podcast.
Yeah,
did
so
you read
long.
That piece in New York
Huberman's
Magazine?
Huberman's podcast is so long. What did the New York
just read it and tell me what you
really?
Think?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's the Mr. I Know Everything about health science.
Well, he knows everything.
He knows what he's got. He's got a lane.
I'll have to look for it.
Okay,
yep.
So
is that
Rogan,
fair, Ramon?
Yeah,
Rogan had a pod a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Came out. It just says 4 hours and
come
19
on.
Minutes.
Oh, come on.
That's ridiculous.
Seriously.
But the best way to just catch is catch the clips.
Who?
You don't have to
watch. Right, that's the thing. I mean, you can now break things
20
into...
20 minutes here,
also, we just can't put Joe
here.
Rogan and Alex Trebek in the same category. Come on, Alex Trebek is...
Alex Trebek.
Trebek. Right.
Exactly.
Johnny Carson.
They are 100%.
Oprah.
But in today's world, Rogan is as big
no,
as
no, Rogan. Rogan is.
Standing
over
Oprah.
Rogan
wait, nobody
does
can
have sway.
Oprah except for me.
Yes. That's my girl.
Jorge's three
Oprah.
Choices were Letterman.
Not because mm-hmm. he ever cared.
Jorge,
well,
I'm
going to
need help with the pronunciation of your second pick.
Cristina Saralegi.
Yeah, Cristina.
Christina.
Okay, whatever he
as
said.
As I like to call
her. And Don Francisco's a great pick. Love Sabado Higante.
What was your first one, Jorge? The first one?
Letterman.
Okay.
Letterman, yeah. No.
When I was on Fox Sports Radio, I was on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
And so I called the show Sabado Higante.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, because I love, as a tribute to Don Francisco and Sabado
awesome.
Higante.
Travis, you win.
That's
listen, all I needed to hear.
What would be your three? What would be your three?
Well, Oprah.
There's one. What's the other two?
Carson.
I would go Letterman. I was a Letterman person, but also I was kind of younger, so because like Letterman's more my era than Carson.
Right.
I go Oprah, Letterman, and then nobody had Phil Donahue. Nobody.
No.
Jerry Springer.
Phil Donahue's a good one.
Donahue's
a good one.
Donahue is kind of.
Well, he was
first
the,
on the beach, right?
Yeah.
Like he
and
then
was
Oprah
the,
was like, "Yo, get out of here, Phil."
Right. She
he started
him.
In.
Let me show you.
He
how
started
you do this.
In Dayton, Ohio.
Donahue did.
His show was live from Dayton, Ohio, which is a really, I mean. In Toledo, we used to make fun of Dayton. So I was surprised that the show
no,
came
I think
from there,
I would probably go Jerry Springer as the third.
No one took Howard.
No one took Howard.
No, that's the other thing. Nobody took Howard Stern.
That's what we're going to take because you did your list.
Yeah, my list would really be Carson, Letterman, Howard.
Well, you put you, and we just
And Stern is the alternate.
we were talking about Howard Stern, but we got there talking about when he showed up on Magic's talk show.
Do you remember that? No, Magic's talk show.
The Magic Hour.
Yeah, the Magic Hour.
And Stern would open up the Howard Stern show every day, just dissecting the night before.
Really, just
And then they put Stern on the Magic Hour, and it did not go well.
I can't imagine it would.
Do you know
what
we're also forgetting here? Like, I threw in Jerry Springer because that was such a cultural
big
like,
time Jerry.
Icon and genre that he created. Just trash TV. Right?
Yep.
Is that what we trash talk shows?
Sure.
I do think that we are forgetting like Dick Clark, Ryan Seacrest. That
category is kind of not there. I like some older school talk. Like, I love Larry King.
Larry King.
I worked with and used to listen to when I was a kid, Tom Snyder.
Yeah, Tom Snyder.
Was fantastic.
Rick Dees.
Famous for a really long time.
Really long
across
time.
The Disco Duck.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a lot of things going on.
We told this story a few times. Me and Ireland used to work down the hall from Rick Dees. And he knew that we were there. But every time one of us walked by him, he would say, "Hey, Steven John. He didn't know which of us was Steve and which of us was John. So he just said both every, "Hey, Steven John."
If you just saw one of them?
If
Steven
like
John.
He just saw you,
he'd say, "Hey, Steven John, Steven John."
You can't go wrong there.
Yeah, no, you couldn't. Yeah,
he never could be accused of not singing.
And
by
he was
name.
A very big radio guy.
Oh, yeah. He was. So I only met him twice. So when I was working for Jim, we were all under the giant Clear Channel umbrella,
right? Sure.
Right?
And 102.7 Kiss FM.
With Wise, by the way, I loved Wisenack back in the day when his character Wisenack.
Right,
they're so stupid, but I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And he was at the table next to our table at the Christmas party. And on YouTube, you'll be able to see this. But he had his back to our table, and somebody called his name. And he turned around like this.
Whoa. That seems like him.
Yeah.
That seems like him.
It was like a Pirates of Caribbean character turning to look at you.
It was like going through the ride?
It was... How you doing? It was very like, all right, John and Steve.
He lives in Kentucky now. He has a horse farm.
Are you serious?
Yeah, has a horse farm. Always did. Because I got to know. And he still does some sort of radio show from down there on the farm.
That's his life,
I'm gonna go a little off the board here too, though.
Okay.
We're just kind of ignoring all the ESPN guys, but don't you, Stephen A.?
Oh, Stephen A. Sure.
Stephen A.
Yeah, Stephen A.
You could pick Stephen A.
Popular.
You could pick Chris Berman. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
You know who I left off? I left Jim Rome off my list.
Yeah.
You're not the first one to bring that up.
He was fourth.
We had a
I was about to say Rome.
So Emily was the first one off the rope at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, yeah. No.
A caller brought it up later. Yeah. You're third, man.
I'm
sorry,
third,
buddy.
Third in.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Good
Those
choice, though.
It was a good choice.
Kind of a genre changer.
Yeah.
Totally.
He was.
Absolutely. Totally. Yeah.
That'd be probably not the pick I would use.
No, sure. You would not.
You could take
it. I mean, in the top three, it's hard to make my list.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if any, I would have been thrown if somebody took Oprah before me, too.
Yeah, right. By the way, you're a big Conan guy, right?
Yeah.
I never got Conan.
Me neither.
Me neither.
No. But I have nothing against the
guy. Me too. Yeah. Feel the same way.
I ran into him in a restaurant one time. He's like 7 feet tall.
He's very tall.
He's so tall and thin.
Like, I think Conan can be funny frequently, but he was never my guy.
Yeah, me
like,
neither.
He was never like, I got to
go see Conan.
Letterman
was truly
Letterman
my guy.
Was my guy for sure. Yeah. I think Jimmy Kimmel's really funny.
He's great.
But I'm not, like, aggressively put off the way I am by, like, Fallon and Corden.
Yeah.
It's not that Conan doesn't occupy that space. Like, I see Jimmy Fallon, I want to bang my head on the desk.
I'm not a big Jimmy Fallon fan. Anybody here? Sticking up for Jimmy?
No. Right.
I mean, he seems like an okay guy.
I will use this, and then we'll get out of here. I am a huge Simpsons fan, and there is a Simpsons that always applies to everything. There's an episode where Bart and his pal Milhouse are laughing hysterically, staring at something on the television. Mm-hmm. Homer breaks into the room and says, "What are you laughing at?" And if you say Fallon, I know you're lying.
That's
very funny.
That's
Super Crosstalk was brought to you by In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.